From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At IT Nation this year, I spoke with Amir Karim, who's in charge of the unified monitoring and management business at ConnectWise. We talk about his investment approach, Microsoft and Intune, SaaS management, my premise that RMM is dead product walking, and his view of the provider of the future. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. My first question, what is his area of responsibility?
My responsibility is to look after our unified monitoring and management business, which entails all of our RMM products, so ConnectWise Automate, ConnectWise Command, and ConnectWise RMM, as well as our backup and recovery system solutions. So we've got a lot of different backup options for our partners, some through our vendors, and we aggregate some of those vendor solutions within the RMM products, as well as our own direct backup product.
I didn't want to ask about the fact that the company has two RMM products. Instead, I asked about how he's thinking about the balance of the requirement to address technical debt. What is the transformation to modern platforms versus a legacy code base? How does he think about that balance as he's approaching product decisions?
You know, there's no perfect solution out there. Every company works through software challenges, especially when you're breaking new grounds. And sometimes you have to move to a different platform, different architecture, different development language, right? So there's all sorts of challenges in software development. We look at the best way to leverage what we currently have. Because if you go too far off the reservation, then you kind of leave behind some of your existing install base. So in the case of our products, we have a large set of partners that are using our ConnectWise Automate product. And we've built this new ConnectWise RMM product. They're both on different architecture and different platforms, but we're bridging that together because we think that's the best way for those that want to still remain on ConnectWise Automate, but yet may want to experience some of the new capabilities that come with our ConnectWise RMM. So our ConnectWise RMM is built on an AZO platform with a slightly different language, but it allows us to have this microservices architecture that is allowing us to have rapid releases and rapid development. On the same side, Automate, which has been a well-established, mature product, has you know, an immense amount of capabilities and power that allows us to, you know, help bridge some of that new capabilities over to AZM.
So if I get into the DeLorean and I look back 5 years ago, in a perfect world, the providers of UMM and RMM likely would have built the Microsoft Intune product themselves. But that's not the way the market played out. And in fact, Microsoft has made some movements that could be seen as competitive and taking some of that market. So I asked, how does Amir view that tension between Microsoft delivering some portions of what could be core competency for ConnectWise versus what they're building? How does he think about that tension?
Competition is good. It keeps us on our toes and allows us to continue to innovate and think differently. Microsoft Intune is, in my opinion, a strategic solution in the marketplace. And we have actually embraced it by bringing the Microsoft Intune experiences within the ConnectWise RMM product. So we now offer an integration that allows to bring the Intune's compliance data directly within our console. And we're looking to bring more. In fact, we've had lots of great conversations with Microsoft. And they actually see us as a very strategic play in the small business market. So I wouldn't say that we compete, really. We're looking at it, hey, there's different needs that Intune serves. And if you are invested in the Microsoft ecosystem, there's a tremendous amount of value you can get. Yet some of that product has complexity, and we're basically trying to remove that some of that complexity, but also provide our partners a single pane of view. So that way, when they're already managing their fleet of endpoint devices, now they can get that added value of Intune directly within ConnectWise RMM.
Next up, SaaS management. One of the things I talk a lot about on the show is the transformation to move to cloud SaaS. That's well established. We're moving into a cloud SaaS world. Gartner has projected that 80% of all new cloud workloads will start in the cloud by 2025. Most of the SMBs in the market will be cloud SaaS. Most providers, though, just focus on Microsoft 365 and Google Workplace when asked about SaaS. And the space is far bigger, and it's a complex problem. As he thinks about SaaS management as part of the UMM strategy, what's the philosophy between solving essentially an infinite number of integrations?
Things are shifting. You know, there's obviously a hybrid cloud strategy, but also as people are moving more and more applications to the cloud, it's gonna put a focus to drive easy solutions around how you manage and provision and all that stuff. So RMM being that one tool that partners run their businesses on a day-to-day basis is the place where they're already managing the users, applications, endpoints, cloud services, SaaS services. Why do they need to go into another solution and then go from one portal to another portal? You know, so to your point, SaaS applications, the last time I looked at some number, it was anywhere from 20,000 to 60,000, right? And it's growing, right? And it's going to continue to grow. So what we see is, how do we enable ease of access to management, to provision, as well as backup? So I kind of look at, well, actually, there's the fourth component, so secure as well. So it's management, it's the backup, and the security part of it. And we are trying to bring all three of those elements of SaaS management in directly to ConnectWise RMM. Now, that said, how do we keep up with the huge vast of library? Well, I think, you know, there are ways that we can integrate with APIs and bring some of that solution in, where, you know, I kind of use the 80-20 model. There's 80% of things that you're going to need to do on a day-to-day basis. Bring that in to the RMM tool. There's going to be times where you may need additional set of capabilities. You need to go adjust some settings or something like that, where you might have to step into that respective vendor's portal system. And then for that reason, you'll have to do that. But that's how we're seeing. We're going to definitely fold in a lot of those capabilities. Besides the traditional suspects, Microsoft 365, Google Workspace, there's Microsoft Dynamics from a backup perspective. There's Azure AD from a backup perspective. So there's a lot going on in this space. And that was one of my key points in my keynote, that I see all of that encompassing together in a unified monitoring and management system.
Recognizing that UMM is both a marketing term and a direction, and that legacy RMM is endpoint focused, I offered this premise for him to react to. I posit that RMM is dead product walking. It's a zombie product that over time is going to diminish in value. And the steepness of that curve will be about the transformation of security as we move toward a zero trust thinking and you're moving towards configuration, you're accessing data crossing lines with proper configurations. What's his take on that premise?
I think RMM in general will have a long life. I do see that as the convergence is taking place across cybersecurity and RMM, there's a lot that's going to change over the coming years. People said that the PC was dead and, endpoints were, not to be managed. Everything's moving virtual world. But I think that has proven differently over the last 2 years, where there were more sales of endpoints and PCs in general, just because that is our primary computing. Now, is the computing migrating and moving to different types of form factors? Absolutely. Your mobile devices are becoming one of the most powerful computers that we all have. But also as we look to bring in Zero Trust, which we've announced at this show, as well as SASE, I do see the convergence of that happening where there is going to be trust nobody and then let access to applications, cloud services and whatnot. So I think the RMM is still going to be a solution because, and RMM might evolve in a way where today it's an agent base. There may be an agent list type of solution where an RMM can still perform in different ways in a different world. So that's how I see convergence happening. So we'll see. And that's the reason why we made the announcement at this show for making investments around truly a unified monitoring system, not a marketing name, but a real position on why we want to see the world of technology stacks, whether it's the endpoint, the cloud, or the network, all coming together.
And my last question, in the theme of Wayne Gretzky and skate where the puck is going, what does he think about the provider of 2025? That's not that far off, but it's far enough away to make it interesting. What does he think the provider of 2025 looks like?
I think that the provider of 25 needs to focus on user experience. I think that's going to become more and more critical. And the reason I say that is that there was a time where you had a high level of technical skills. And I see that changing, where the next generation of our workforce may not be as technical, and we will need to deliver solutions that are super intuitive, provide a great level of automation. It's kind of like what I talked about yesterday in my innovation keynote, where we're gonna push the limits on automating things wherever we can. And it's kind of like autonomous driving, where everyone's talking about, hey, where the car will drive itself. I also see the same thing for technology solutions, where they're going to be predictive and proactive and being able to understand and learn the environment and adjust accordingly without any human interaction. And that will drive productivity for our MSPs. It will drive efficiencies, but also help in the labor shortage that we are all dealing with. So I think that the provider 25 is going to have to focus on automation, provide an amazing experience, provide the mobility to move it on any kind of screen, I'll call it, right? Whether it's your mobile phone, a tablet, or truly an endpoint. And then be able to, of course, have a whole level of I don't want to use the buzzwords here necessarily, but the machine learning and various algorithms come into play behind the scene where it seems seamless to the end user.
The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.